Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after. Thanks for joining me. It's good to be with you, as always. And we got a lot more to come today. Thank you for staying around with us today. And I'm excited about having the administrator of the SBA, the U.S. Small Business Administration, Hector Barreto, on the show. He's a good friend of mine. He is absolutely an incredible advocate for small business. The things that he's doing, the way he has improved and energized the SBA is exciting. One of the greatest things I've been able to do in the last couple of years is to watch what he has done with the SBA and how that energy has extended to and has helped small businesses across the country. He's our good friend, Hector Barreto. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning to you. It's good to have you back.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Hey, they said it wouldn't last.
Who knew, right? Well, I'll tell you.
You're doing great work.
Well, thanks. And I'll tell you, the support that you guys have given me and the friendship has meant a lot to me. And I really meant what I said, Mr. Administrator. You have, you know, this isn't my first SBA rodeo. You know, I've been around more than one SBA, and I'll tell you, the energy and the professionalism and the drive and the commitment that you have put into, you and your team have put into the SBA and the way that is extended out to small business has really been fun to see, and I want to congratulate you on that.
Jim, thank you very, very much. I'll tell you, it's a pleasure to do it because, you know, we're doing it for so many great people, the small businesses of America, and I got to tell you, it truly is a team effort. We've got wonderful, wonderful people, as you know, both back in central office, but also all across the country. I get
great
to
feel, folks.
See them all the time.
Yeah. Well, and I know the thing that wakes you up in the morning is what wakes me up in the morning, and that's knowing that you're going to get to see the lights come on in small business owners' eyes when you talk to them. I know you're traveling around the country. It's so much fun to see them talk about what they're excited about, isn't it?
There's no doubt about it. You totally get connected to what their dream is, and you feel it, and their passion just comes through. We had this video, you remember, at the national conference,
mm-hmm.
where there was an older gentleman, and he was talking about his small business, and he just broke down and started crying, and he just said, "I love it. I mean, I love it."
Yeah.
And you really get it from these small business people that they love what they're doing, and they're doing great things.
Well, absolutely, and the thing is, one of the good things about what you're doing is you're getting the word out more and more about how the SBA is available on a number of different levels. And one of the things you've been doing is you've been on a pretty significant tour recently, haven't you?
That's right. You know, I'm like one of those bands. I'm doing a nationwide tour. We just finished our fourth regional event yesterday. In Davenport, Iowa. It was a great event. Earlier this year, we started in Bangor, Maine. We've gone to Syracuse, New York. We were all the way out in Bend, Oregon. It's been wonderful. And the next one that we have coming up will be in January 26th in Jacksonville. And then we'll do about five more after that all around the country. And I'm invite people to get the information on them on our website, sba.gov. We also have another email address called SBA Listens, and that's a very important website as well because that's what we're doing, Jim. We're going around the country
mm-hmm.
listening to small businesses, asking them what they need, what they expect from us, what are the opportunities that we can help them fulfill.
Now, is that sbalistens.gov?
Yes, it is.
sbalistens.gov. Now, what do we find when we get there?
Well, it's an opportunity for you to actually give us input and comments. Not everybody's going to be able to go to every one of these regional events, but we want to get the feedback. What we're going to do when we're all done with this, and we'll be pretty much done with this about in April, this economic growth tour is what we call it, listening to America's job creators, because that's what small businesses are. We're going to put a report together and submit it directly to the President of the United States, making sure that he hears right from the small businesses what it is that they're thinking, what it is that they're feeling, and what it is they expect from the administration going forward.
Well, I'm glad to know that you're. I mean, and folks, this website he was talking about is just another example of ways that the SBA is letting you know that they want to hear from you, they want you to hear from them, and they want you to know about the different things that are available. And there are a lot of resources available. And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to get the administrator to tell us about some of those. And also some of the things he's been doing on this tour, one of the things I know they've been doing is some matchmaking. And this is really an exciting thing that you can participate in. And I want you to know about it. And we're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me tell you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, we got a couple of wild and crazy guys. They're not going to be on together. I couldn't handle that. They're going to be separate visits with Wally Bach and then Floyd Hurt. And so be sure that you buckle your seatbelts, pull those seatbelts tight, because Wally Bach and Floyd Hurt are in the building, and it's going to be wild and crazy. I have no idea what they're going to do. It's just they won't tell me, but who knows? But we'll have some fun. But be sure to buckle your seatbelts, otherwise you might be thrown clear. We're visiting with our good friend Hector Barreto, who's the administrator of the SBA. And Mr. Administrator, we wanted to make one correction that I think I messed up on earlier in the segment, in the hour, and that was this SBA listens. It, folks, is actually an email, and I think I messed that up because it's supposed to be. It's an email that you can send to the SBA about your thoughts and your comments, and it's SBA listens. @sba.gov. Now, Mr. Administrator, I want you to remind the audience about what that's for and how what you're going to do with that information.
Jim, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. The website that we have, sba.gov, it's just been an incredible tool for us. We get 1.5 million small business persons go to that website every single week, and I know that you're a big supporter of it, and you mm-hmm. send people there all the time.
Absolutely.
What we wanted to do is we wanted to add a component to that website so we were getting firsthand input from all of our customers, which are those 23 million small businesses, and so we've added an email there, sbalistens@sba.gov, so we can get that feedback directly from our customers. And as I mentioned to you, over the next 6 months, we're going to be gathering all this information. We're going to be putting it in a report and making sure that the president has it directly from the customer's mouth. And so
are these,
what SBA Listens is.
Are these comments where people would say, this is what SBA has done for me or maybe not done for me, or are these things that I'd like to see the SBA do for small business? What types
all
of comments
of
are you looking for?
All of the above, Jim. You know, we learned a long time ago that you learn a lot more by listening to your customer than you do by talking at them. Your customer is always going to tell you what they need to be successful. And so we've pledged in this 50th anniversary year of ours, we're also having an anniversary, is that we're going to listen to our customers and make sure that we respond to them.
Mm-hmm. And folks, as you know, the SBA is now in their 51st year of serving small business. And Mr. Administrator, let's talk for a minute about the Matchmaker event. I am so excited about that because you were nice enough to invite me to broadcast from one of your venues and a few months ago, and I got so excited watching these small business owners be able to meet some really high-powered prospects and to actually sit at the table and talk about doing business with them. It was really very, very encouraging to me to see that and to talk to these people. And as you know, I interviewed several of those participants, but it's called a matchmaker, the business matchmaking events, and they're all around the country, and I want you to tell us about.
Well, thanks, Jim, and we're so glad that you were able to participate in that. And, you know, of course, you're always invited to any of our events. these matchmaking events that we're doing is our way of taking the contracts out of Washington, D.C., and taking them to Main Street where they belong. The next one we're going to do is December the 8th through the 10th in Houston, Texas, and that one is going to be huge. We had a training, just a training for this, about a month ago. We had 750 small business persons show up for this. And by the way, you don't have to be from Houston or from Texas to go to this thing.
Right.
All you got to do is go on to businessmatchmaking.com, businessmatchmaking.com. That's another site where you can go in and register for this conference. But, you know, since we started doing these about a year ago, we've set up 10,000 one-on-one procurement appointments between small businesses and buyers of the federal agencies and Fortune 500 companies. So it's been a huge success, and we're going to continue doing it through the next year.
Well, and folks, the thing that this does is it puts small businesses with these contractors who work for the government, and you get to actually sit at a table with people that I've tried to do this before on my own, folks, and I've had some success with it. But it could take you a year if you ever get to the absolute right person. And what the SBA has done, along with their partners, they've got some corporate sponsor partners that are helping them. HP's one, and I've forgotten.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sorry, who's the other one?
Well, Hewlett-Packard is the main sponsor.
They're the primary.
They do a great job for us. They've really helped us underwrite the cost of a lot of these events. But they've also brought their procurement buyers to these events, and they are very motivated about working with small businesses. So there's great opportunities here. As you know, the federal government's going to buy something in excess of $50 billion mm-hmm. worth of goods and services over the next year. I'm sorry, $200 billion, and 50 of that's got to go to small business.
Right. And see, folks, in the past, small business really didn't have all that much access to that $50 billion, and some of the big contractors who needed to do about 25 or 6% of their contracts with small businesses, they didn't know where we were either. And so what the SBA has done, along with their sponsors, they've created a venue where those two people can get together, and somebody can buy and somebody can sell. But I'll tell you this, even this is a process, though, folks. I encourage you to plan on making at least two of these. Go to one, just to, if nothing else, to get some training, to get some experience, and then go to the second one to, you know, maybe to really close the deal. I'm not saying that you can't close it on the first deal, but it's a process. But I think it's going to be worth it. I've talked to many of these attendees who said it was worth it for them, and so I encourage you to check that out. And we'll talk some more about this with our good friend Hector Barreto, the administrator of the SBA, right after these messages. We're back. 7 till. Having a great visit with our good friend Hector Barreto, the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. Folks, I encourage you to check out that website, sba.gov, sba.gov. It is not your grandfather's SBA website. This is a romp and stompin' atomic website. There's a lot of stuff there. It's well laid out, easy to navigate. It's just an outstanding site. There's a lot of good information there, and I'm excited about it being available to you, and I really want you to check it out when you get a chance, sba.gov, and take advantage of some of the resources there. Mr. Administrator, you just got through with the National Entrepreneurial Conference and Expo in Washington, D.C. back in September, celebrating your 50th anniversary. I was fortunate enough to be there. We had a wonderful time. Thank you for your hospitality and for showing such a good time to all those small business owners who came. But I know that we were a little off cycle, so to speak, this last year because you were coinciding it with the anniversary, but you're going to get back sort of on cycle in 2004, and the event this year is going to be back in May again, right?
That's absolutely right. You know, traditionally, that's always when Small Business Week is. You know, the president declares 1 week a year Small Business Week. It's usually in May. This last year, we put it into September because of scheduling issues, but we're back into May. So we're kind of gluttons for punishment here because we finished one conference and we're already planning the next one. But it's going to be great, Jim, and obviously I hope – and I know that you'll be there with us and really be able to to experience another national conference. For those that didn't go this year, it was incredible. We had over 3,000 small business owners from around the country. They got training. They got access to capital. They networked. They got access to contract opportunities.
And recognized. Many of them got recognized for their for their excellence.
All the small, we had small business winners from every state. We had advocates. We had procurement winners. It was a huge celebration, but we also got a lot of business done. And even with Hurricane Isabel, nobody left. Everybody had a great time. And this next year, I know, is going to be twice as good. And I want to make sure that when we get all the details set, I come back on. But for those that want information in the meantime, don't hesitate to go to that website, sba.gov, and hit backslash 50, sba.gov/50, and that'll take you right into the national conference site.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, Mr. Administrator, I don't know if I ever told you this or not, but we invited a number of people. You guys allowed us to invite some people to the breakfast on Thursday, and which was the morning the hurricane was coming ashore. And and so a lot of the people that, who we invited called me at the hotel the night before and that morning and said, well, are you still having, you know, you're not still having the Small Business Week, are you? And I said, what are you talking about? And they said, well, there's a hurricane coming. And I said, well, it's just a little wind and rain. And they said, but the government shut down. I said, that's the government. We're small business. We show up.
That's right, Jim. And you know what? You know, the vice president was with us that morning, and he got there, and he was surprised. He was almost shocked.
The room was full.
Yeah.
Yeah, the room was packed.
We had almost 3,000 people there for breakfast that morning.
Well, we had our slickers. We were ready to go.
Hey, it takes a little bit more than rain and wind to keep small business winning.
That's exactly right, a little bit more than wind and rain. What about what are some of the other things that you guys are working on these days at the SBA?
Well, one of the things that we want to make sure is that we're doing even more outreach. We're doing more loans. You know, this year we broke a record. We did more loans to small businesses than we ever have in our history. We're up 30%, and we were up in every community. We also want to do more training, and we've got a lot of opportunities to do that through all of our resource partners, all of our SBDCs and SCORE volunteers. And, of course, we want to facilitate more contract opportunities. So we just want to do more of the three Cs, capital, capacity, and contracts.
Right. Well, and the other thing that I know that you guys have done is you have made the loan guarantee programs a lot more friendly to how they really need to be used out there in the marketplace, the way they need to be applied. You guys have taken those things and changed them around a little bit to make them a little bit more accessible and a little bit more usable for small business.
You know, we're thinking more like a small business, Jim. You know, we're making it easier. We're streamlining it. We're taking a lot of the maybes out of the process, because maybes kill small business.
Mm-hmm.
And time is money. So we're trying to do these things much quicker than we ever have before, and it's paying off. We're having some great results.
Folks, I one of the things I know you're hearing right now, you just heard the voice of a small business owner, because as many of you know, Mr. Barreto was a small business owner before he came to the SBA, and so that's the background that he brings to his service to our country and to small business. Mr. Administrator, thank you again for the part that you play in helping small businesses, and we look forward to your next visit.
Thank you, friend. Happy anniversary. I wish you at least another six more.
Thank you very much. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.